Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, Mr. Nathan.
Good morning, sir. How
are you?
I'm well.
Everything in order?
Everything in order.
Thank you, sir. Honorable members, welcome to the Committee on Economic Development, the committee. Firstly, welcome, Honorable Sinclair, Adi Khan, Honorable Abram, Honorable Sandingan, Honorable Nkuni. You are not planning your trip for Switzerland in this committee, no? So wait till you get to the SAEU. Honorable Gunda, Honorable Nyambi, Khanif, Grace, and our friend from PMG, welcome to the meeting. Honorable members, let me apologize firstly for the. We were supposed to have a meeting with economic development, but the minister has apologized as he is in Pretoria today addressing the PPC, the premier, the president and premier forum. That's why we have then decided that the IDC will come with the minister when they come, just to do our minutes and our reports. Okay, our minutes and our reports. So our agenda, the briefing by the IDC, and that's on the job sector. The IDC has just asked us on green economy and on the new growth path. They also want to do take the state SONA address in there and see how they met their targets. So they just asked us for an extension of time for a week or two, and then they will come to us to brief us properly as per province. They had a presentation, but not per province. That's what the CEO has told me yesterday. Not per province. So they will come per province to address this committee as per province, because they know the question that they will get is going to be per province. And what is the provincial interest on the green economy and how far the provinces? And they want to do that once and for all, of not coming backwards and forwards. So someone has asked me how long will the meeting be. It's going to be as long as you want it to be. So that is what I can quickly say to you, colleagues. Our program. You have all received the second term program. The second term program, colleagues, today, the 17th and 20th of April is the NCOP Provincial Week. And then Tuesday, the 24th of April, briefing by the Economic Development on the Strategic Plan and Budget Votes. Now, colleagues, I know that the program is not cast in stone, but I want to make a suggestion on Tuesday, the 24th of April. If we can't have some of our government departments, like Public Works Department, some of our municipalities, or SAUGA, that can report to municipalities, specifically our metros, and maybe Parliament as well, in terms of energy efficiency. As we heard the call by the President that we should all save, and just to have our oversight over these departments to find out what are they doing in terms of saving energy and in terms of the energy efficiency. I want to suggest that we do that. No, it's fine.
Are you proposing that we drop the strategic plan in the budget first?
We can shift it down. We can shift it down to look, we can, even if we have our oversight, we can always, because the 8th to the 11th of May, it's oversight, trade and international relations. Now, the point is, the 8th of May is when? Because, look, comrades, colleagues, we still need to have our oversight also. But we also need to have our committee meetings as well. And I don't foresee a problem if I can engage with Honorable Gambere to have the Tuesday of the 8th. And irrespective of where we are, we can still call the department or anybody. Irrespective of where we are. Or, I don't know, where is trade and international relations going for the oversight? Do you know? No, Popo. Honorable Gabby?
Thanks, Chair. I suppose that we shift and put it as you propose it, then on the 8th, irrespective of where we'll be going, then we're going to extend the invitation to the relevant department to come and do a briefing about the strategic plan and budget board. So, and move for that option with the changes that we are supporting.
Any second to that? Honorable Ivan, second. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honorable Nandi, for that progressiveness. Colleagues, then we've got the minutes. Honorable Sungle.
I just want to establish there was an indication for next week that we, one of the committees, if not both, will go to Durban and Richards Bay. That invitation has been honored, or is it all?
Oh, that's all. No, that's all. All the other outstanding stuff will be under announcements. We will make the announcements on that. The secretary will then inform us. Honorable Gunda?
Chair, from my side, just a little bit of something that has been happening this morning concerning the programming, concerning the works meeting. There was a request that all the chairpersons in all committees, they must, because of time, we must just, when we get to the meetings, to ask the chairperson to make sure that their programs are in time for the program meeting, because we might have two program meetings this week, when I might. We have one tomorrow morning. We might still have another one on Thursday and tomorrow evening or Thursday evening. So for the work group, so that these things must be, because we are going on a proficiency and then it's started from there, we go to provincial week and this thing needed to be sorted out. I just want to bring that under your attention.
Okay. So colleagues, can we accept it? Okay, thank you very much, colleagues. The program has been accepted. Colleagues, there's an oversight trip for us as economic development. Now, then the last time we were in Mpumalanga, in terms of looking at the IMF, I don't know, I think we should... because there is quite a lot of talks going on in terms of this energy efficiency and about the solar park and energy saving and how we can, the amount of money that has been put aside for infrastructure in terms of energy. Any problems that one throws us? there's a lot of development at the moment going on regarding alternative energy. The majority of projects that's been announced in the first round now going through the public participation processes. And that's mainly around your Upington area, the area that we call Pixikatemi, which is around the R. And then on top of that, in terms of economic development, the announcement of the SKA will take place on the 4th of April. naturally, the whole issue of distance remains a challenge. But I think we can maybe use Upington or Katu maybe as a base. There's a lot of activity happening there. And linked to that, Chair, is the issue that's under mineral resources, is the issue about asbestosis, which is still an important factor. And I think in terms of our previous discussion, we must also consider building that into the group.
Honorable Gambi?
I don't have any problem with what is being proposed by Honorable Sinclair, but I want to submit Chairperson that if I remember very well from when we started, we said the principle that we're taking is that we are intending to go to almost all the provinces as well as representing the provinces, but we're going to prioritize. So when you said people that want us to go to their provinces are independent, so I wanted to propose that if we can say the management committee and then invite those in that forum when you're meeting as management, Northern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, and whatever province, and then they do that presentation, then you ask questions. Then on the basis of your prioritization, then you took a decision, then you come to us and do a presentation. I think that would be fine, because we're agreeing that there's no province that you leave out. And some of us, because lastly we're in Mpumalanga, so it means we're covered. Then it will be those that have not yet been visited. And I'm aware of the Northern Cape and Devon and probably Limpopo that are still part of those that still have to be considered. But if ever it's only Northern Cape, then there's no need to invite people. Then we can conclude and say, well, that fact that you're going to Northern Cape.
Honorable Abrams, if you have any questions.
I'm okay, thank you.
You're right, Honorable Nyambi, but you see, the point is that there's quite a lot in terms of the SONA announcement. A massive amount of money is going into the Northern Cape in terms of the rail infrastructure, the mining, the Shishan to Saldana line. I mean, there's billions that's been put into that line. Also, in terms of the Shishan Kumba, the court has now established, or there's a court ruling around that, and now the one is blaming the other one of not honoring the social responsibility towards their workers and those type of things. So there is quite a lot of happenings in that area. Also with the climate change, I've just seen it in last week that the where the farmers are complaining about the price of grapes and the economic input that is coming to the area is taking a dip. And promises have been made by the government departments and all that, and they are not owning up to that. But rightly, as you say, we will definitely have a look at it and ask our research to do a proper research for us. But I think it is quite important that we do some of those things in terms of the way that government wants to spend money on the energy projects, specifically in the Northern Cape. As I believe now the solar park in Upington, they want to increase the megawatts or the delivery capacity of that solar park.
Chair, I had a meeting with the MM the other day. It's about 5,000 megawatts now that they want to build there. It's a big one.
Sorry?
Then you're not going to need taxes. Yay!
So, they want to increase it. At the moment, it's not 5,000, but they want to increase it up to 5,000. So they're looking at job creation there. It's made massive. They're looking at employing about how much? 2,000, 3,000 people or something? Honorable Gunda?
Yeah, just about. Even Kumbayan, I've seen the papers on the MM table. Kumbayan asked for 800 residence stands that they need to buy for the people to come and stay there. It's a big thing happening in the Northern Cape.
So, Honorable Nandi, just to cut time, do you think we can then accept Northern Cape?
Yeah, let's go to Northern Cape.
Okay. Honorable Member, that's fine?
Thank you, Member.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we accept the Northern Cape as 12 to 15 June, our oversight. We're not going to take some honorable and something.
Did you get
any? Thank you very much, colleagues. Minutes of the 16th to 18th of August. We took an oversight to Mpumalanga province. Not a year ago, it's less than a year. Any corrections? Silence, that means everything is perfect. Adoption? Honorable Nyambi, adopt?
Yeah, before the adoption, I think if we can have whether it's one sentence in the committee recommendations that we are putting more emphasis that such oversight should be a matter of must because they are giving us an opportunity to have first-hand information instead of getting people coming to Cape Town to brief us. I was checking, there's nothing that has been put as a point when coming to recommendations. So I'm putting that as one of the recommendations that we can have that we are making that emphasis as even in June we're going to Northern Cape. Besides considering the, and after that one, then we can. A move that we adopt.
What is that municipality, the Nelspruit municipality? What is the name?
Mbombela.
Weren't we there?
No, we went to Mkoma and Malachin.
Oh.
Malachin is next to the power station where we went to see that place. Then Pumas is next to Kruger.
But wasn't there something that the committee has recommended to Imasakeli that time that we said that in terms of the INF programs, the money are not being spent on the INF projects which the municipality uses. Remember there was where the municipal manager or the mayor said to us that they do get many blackouts sometimes in the area because of the poor substation. If I'm correct.
Repeat
that question.
You see, this is why I'm saying that the report must be done within a month afterwards. In fact, at the last NCOP workshop that we had on the 17th, 18th, 19th of January, it was decided that these reports must come within a week so that it can be ATC'd and approved in a matter of 2 weeks. Mm. We can't remember what happened here.
No, it's my mistake. I think it is under findings, insufficient financial resources. Capacity to implement bigger projects due to human resources and no coordinated means of engaging. That is in the findings. in terms of committee recommendations, that sentence of Honorable Nyambi, that's in order.
Yeah.
Honorable Gunda seconds that. So you put that in, Madam Secretary. Acceptance?
Yeah.
Were you there, Honorable Gunda?
Where are we now? You should be on the
16 to 18, where you were?
No, I wasn't with you.
Honorable Evans? Honorable Evans, second that. Honorable Nyambi has moved. Honorable Evans, second. Thank you. Now we've got, let's just do all. Now we're going to do all the minutes. Why can't we finish all the minutes and then go to the report? Let's finish all the minutes. Tuesday, 1 November. Tuesday, 1 November. Correct. These are the annual reports by the department. Wednesday, 2nd November, briefing by Department of Energy and relevant stakeholders on liquid petroleum gas and the LPG.
Thank you.
want to just rephrase that last bit.
Yeah.
Then Transnet has to increase its capacity in infrastructure.
Instead of this to be part of the discussions with the gas authority, is that just to put that Transnet, because look, the problem was that
at the berthing zones, is that ships sometimes offload and private people need to offload. But Transnet has got the securing, the holding facilities. And sometimes there's a problem with Transnet on, in terms of the holding facilities because they've got the infrastructure. That was the concern of Sophia and what was it, other, not Petrosa, Kaya Gas, but specifically Sophia and that gas company. But they want Transnet to open up the storage facilities. Okay, so can we accept it then with that correction? Thank you very much. Colleagues, the November 15th. October, I think this is the one where the charter was told before the cabinet. Thank you.
30th of August, mining beneficiation strategy.
I think the findings and the recommendations that we have here, to try their best to capture almost everything. So I wanted to move for the adoption of the report.
No. I've got a problem with the findings and the recommendations. colleagues, Nami, if I can just have your point on hold just for 1 minute. I think most of the findings are relating to international relations that is in this and recommendations that is in this report. We are moving to the incubation centers, but in terms of economic development or in terms of what we heard from the officials of the mining, there's not much that is in the recommendation of findings. I don't know if you will agree with me, colleagues, but have a look at that. That wasn't great.
Okay, I would propose that we just maybe take a bit of time to think about the findings and recommendations, and that we at our next meeting put as an agenda to formalize the draft report and etc. But I agree with you that we need more flesh regarding these findings and recommendations. It's fine and well to acknowledge the role of the High Commissioner, but there was a specific need registered that the economic section, or to say, must be better equipped specifically to deal with it. In terms of the Argo, there was a strong feeling that South Africa must join, but I don't think that we can just bluntly propose South Africa join Argo. I mean, there must be due processes and considerations, and be more specific in terms of whom is driving. The other issue was the outstanding issue about the MOUs on various levels, on tourism and on other levels that's been signed. So I think we need to contextualize that better to make sure that those MOUs be structured by various departments to such extent that it's got greater weight to be carried through and so on. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that we maybe just think about it and come up with proposals and just accept that next meeting, or present it, and if the committee agrees, then that we accept it.
For argument's sake, it's the establishment of a joint SA-India parliamentary forum team. If I can recall, we said, or there was a discussion about, why don't we interlink the BRICS-IPSA in terms of that joint parliamentary forum. Because at the moment, BRICS and IPSA are parliamentary forums, but there is nothing concrete on the table in engaging with our Indian counterparts in terms of the BRICS and IPSA. We said that that joint parliamentary forum, that forum, should start to work now. Remember, we said in terms of MOUs, we said that a lot of MOUs has been signed. But remember what our Indian counterparts told us. The implementation of those MOUs are not happening. It's been signed, but it's signed and just left there, gathering dust. The implementation of it. And that is one of the in that to ensure better implementation and management. There's nothing on the mining, which I think we should put through on the. So, colleagues, if you can just let your head go, and Honourable Nambi, if it's okay with you, if you can withdraw your. It's just a suggestion. We're not pulling you into that. And then we handle it at the next meeting. If you can get us that stuff to the secretary that needs to go on into this, specifically the recommendations and findings, and we handle it at the next meeting. I think when we handle it with trade and international relations, we might handle it jointly. I'll ask Chairperson if we can't handle it jointly then. And also with the Mpumalanga report, the one that we did, accepted or not accepted, can we accept this report with the changes, with corrections, the India report? Can we accept it with the corrections? Honourable Nambi, the proposal stands, seconded by Honourable Valina and Abrams. Okay, we accept the report with the necessary changes that's talked. Is that fine, colleagues?
Yes.
Okay. Colleagues, if there is nothing burning that will burn you out or that will kill you within the next few days or that announcement. Secretary announcements. Colleagues, there is an invitation to the first one is the 14th, the 15th and the 16th. How far are we with getting the approval for that?
I've submitted the application last week on Friday. So I was told that Mr. Tao will be able to look at it today. for the 15th and the 16th.
What's the meaning?
Oh, it's the International Energy Integration Plan workshop on that. National Energy Integration Plan. That's the workshop on the 15th and 16th in the. No, sorry, it's the energy in Dava. The energy in Dava. We are coming to the energy plan. Remember the Department of Rungami, I don't think you were here.
No, we weren't here.
When they did the briefing, and then they said that there is an invitation on the way for the energy plan, energy in Dava, which will be held the 15th and 16th in Dava. So we did make an application for the committee to attend, and we are just waiting for the approval from Mr. Tao. Honourable Sinclair?
In terms of dealing with this invitation, I see there's another invitation for the 29th and 30th. Now, I understood that there was a bit of a budget dilemma that we're facing at the moment. And there was discussion that you would maybe consider lobbying some of the other chairpersons to see if they can maybe take us by the hand and cross us with us. I don't know if that discussion took place and so on. But what I want to suggest there is that we try and divide the committee in two, that we don't all go to, in terms of cost, and go to the same event. We've also got our other programs, so that we decide that half of the committee will go to maybe Durban, the other one, others will go to Johannesburg to the energy plan.
Yeah, I hear what you say, and there are two separate things. The one of the 15th and 16th, the department is paying for flights and accommodation. We just paid for the ground transport, and I think the evening meals. But the department is paying for flights, accommodation, and lunch. That's the 15th and 16th. The one in Johannesburg, we must still have a discussion with the department in terms of maybe payment as well for this one. But the one in Johannesburg, it's a totally separate one, is the one on energy planning. So it's two separate events, and it's specifically separate dates. The one is the 15th and 16th, and the other one is the 29th and 30th of March. So my point with that is, Honourable Sinclair, is that we will be disempowering other provinces, because there will only be a certain amount of provinces that will go and a certain amount of provinces that will stay. So that's why, in terms of, because energy affects all of us, every province, you know. So my suggestion would be that all provinces must take part in these things for us to be on a level and to speak out of one voice. Honorable Gandhi?
Yeah, I'm supporting you that Honorable Sinclair was going to be correct if it was lashing, but because it's not lashing, so I don't see any reason why we have to divide ourselves, so we can attend both of them, all of us. And even though it's announcement, I wanted to ask about the one of Lika, what was? Are we not invited? The one that is happening this week by the department?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that is trade in international relations. That's not what that's a trade in international relations. So I'm not sure whether Rebecca's not here, whether they have an invitation. Maybe the researcher can inform us if they've got received. Oh, don't hear the secretary talk? Oh, okay. But I'm not sure about that. But colleagues, the 15th and 16th, I think you should just give an indication to the secretary.
whether you will be available to go because the department is paid for the flight.
Chairperson, I don't think I will because we're going to be at the end of the court.
Okay. Yeah, we put, in actual fact, on the application, we've said to the chief with that, yourself and Honorable Kunda of the ad hoc committee. Am I right? So.
Are they not done?
So for the 15th and 16th, we have said that. Honorable Kunda?
Chair. I've got another invitation for the 16th to go to Pretoria for the Department of Land and all that. Because I have submitted to the minister a lot of complaints concerning my constituency area, the Pretoria area. So I don't think I'll be able to go with you guys on the 15th or 16th. I'd rather attend this other one because this one has to do with my constituency.
No. Now look, they've already said to the chief with that. With all due respect, we don't want you to go with us as you will be attending the other committee.
Thank you.
And we had the support of Honorable Sinclair in that regard.
No, I oppose that. You can't oppose. No, I want you to come with now.
So, colleagues, that is the announcements for that, 15th and 16th. And the 29th and 30th of March. Honorable Yami?
The 29th and 30th is still going to be approved or it has been approved?
No, it's still going to be approved because we must approach the department to find out whether they will pay. If they are not going to pay, then we will have to come and talk to you. I will have to come and talk to you about cross-funding for the committee to go. Otherwise, we'll be left with a massive roll over budget.
He can't
roll. No, not in that way. I'm talking about monetary budget terms of his committee. So, Baba Nyambi, then we will have to come and look in your face. What's in place?
Yeah, okay. If you finish this, I would request that you and the committee staff maybe consider that at some stage, because we now have a that we maybe get the photographer to come and take a photo of the committee, of our committee.
Mm-hmm. Photographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
A photo, okay, where you sit, and in 20 years from now, you say that was Mr. Adams, that was Mr. Adams. And it's going to cost nothing, okay. Parliament has got an official photographer. It must just be arranged.
Oh, okay.
And if there's a budget shortfall, we know where to go.
If you want a committee photo, we can arrange that. It's not a problem. We've got sound and vision and.
No, I don't want to be on my
page. No, I think at our next meeting we can arrange a sound and vision to come and take a committee photo of that and ask them to make the email to everyone. It can be done. Sorry? No, you can print on your own cost. So go to Parliament website and you see how quick the photos. It's just been done by Parliament. Very, very nice. Colleagues, anything on the voting plate?
No, thank you, Sam.
Madi Khali? Honorable Adams?
Yes, thank you, Sam. I just want to say I actually enjoy when it's approving of money. Before this year, it was like it's a year in function. It would have still left a lot. So maybe you should be making minutes more frequently and we'd enjoy all this Amya.
Wonderful. Honorable from Bingham.
Yes, listen, thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed the meeting and all the work that you and Grace did into it.
Thank you very much. Honorable Guni. Honorable Miami.
Well, I was beginning to understand you.
connection with only the company that's got budgets here. Honorable Gunda?
No, Chair, thank you for the meeting.
Aziz Hamid? She's great? Okay. Colleagues? Nothing burning? The meeting is done, Chair. Thank you very much. Thank you.